Welcome to the Sportscast, September 14th, 2018. The NFL season has begun. Week two actually began last night with the Bengals defeating the Ravens by, I guess it was 14 points. It was 34-23. And so far, so good. To join us to talk about a little bit about the NFL is Jeff Farr. Welcome to the Sportscast.
Thanks, Santiago. I'm glad to be able to join today, man. I always look forward to it.
Yeah, man. You are a new father. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's been great. I got him his Chiefs get up, and my wife got him his Eagles stuff, so he's good to go to just cheer for whichever team does better.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Let's talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. People were surprised. I was not surprised. You were not surprised. Patrick Mahomes had a good first week. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I love Mahomes, man. Everybody says that a young quarterback's going to struggle, and don't get me wrong. At some point, he's gonna play a bad game. It's going to happen. But most of the time, young quarterbacks are going into a bad situation, or if they're drafted in the top 10, they're going to a bad team that doesn't have a lot of help. What the Chiefs did a good job of is they surrounded him with a ton of playmakers, and with Kelce and Hill and Hunt, I just think that as long as he doesn't try to do too much and try to make every spectacular play, he's going to be solid, man. They're going to win a lot of games with him.
Yeah, his arm is pretty, you know, like during the preseason had a good throwing arm, and with Tyreek Hill, the fastest wide receiver in the NFL, we have a good combination going. Now, like, how many wins do you think Kansas City will get? How far will they get this season?
That's really tough because their defense is, so I don't think their defense is quite as bad as people are trying to make it out to be, because they were beating the Chargers 31-12, and then they kind of started playing softer zones and giving up a lot of yards, but the defense eventually is going to be why they lose. But I would say, I still think they're going to win the AFC West, and I wouldn't be surprised if they win a playoff game. It's just, I don't know if you can trust them. You know, let's say they have to go on the road to New England or on the road to Pittsburgh. That's going to be tough for them because they're still a really young team. But I wouldn't be surprised if they win a playoff game this year.
Now, the AFC West, which would be perfect to kind of talk about, because AFC West is kind of interesting. You got the Broncos, Raiders, Chargers, and the Chiefs. The Broncos had their first had a win against Seattle, which was huge. Raiders lost against the Rams pretty bad, and the Chargers, they say they're good. How do you see the AFC West panning out? Do you think it's going to be more tougher, or what are your thoughts on the AFC West?
You know, I think the Chargers are still the second-best team in that division. And the Chargers have their own problems, but I don't trust Denver, because even though they beat Seattle, Case Keenum threw three interceptions in that game, and the offense is still a problem. I mean, don't get me wrong, you can't fold a team for winning. I get that. But Seattle is not the Seattle of old. It's not the Legion of Boom. It's not Russell Wilson surrounded by great weapons. It's basically Russell Wilson running for his life every play and a defense that is in a complete rebuild mode. So I think Denver's defense is really good, but I don't think it's going to be enough to carry them. And I think the Chargers having Phillip Rivers, he can still get it. I mean, he's not what he was, but he's still really good. When the Chargers get healthy, their defense is still really good. And then with the Raiders, man, you don't want to overanalyze 1 week because the Rams are a good team, but I'm not a fan of the Raiders. I think they got older on offense. You know, you have Marshawn Lynch as your top running back. I don't understand getting rid of Crabtree to get Jordy. And at the heart of it all, Derek Carr just hasn't been, he just hasn't been as good as he needs to be. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a quarterback-driven league, and we know the Raiders' defense is going to be bad. They traded Khalil Mack, man. I mean, Khalil Mack is a top three or four defensive player in the NFL.
Yeah, and which I heard Don Gruden said that he didn't want to pay him that much, like a quarterback salary.
And I can, so the one thing I'll say to stick up for the Raiders, I think the Raiders know that their defense needs completely rebuilt and redone. And it's really difficult to do that if you're paying one guy $25 million a year. So from that perspective, I get it. The Raiders' defense is not going to be good this year, and it's not going to be good next year. So they're looking at the long-term rebuild. So that part of it I understand, but it's just, man, that's tough to sell to your locker room when you have a guy that's Defensive Player of the Year worthy and you just ship him out.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, the whole situation. I think we'll see what happens. What do you think about Gruden coming in? Do you think Gruden is coaching from a old school way, or do you think he'll adjust to this this new era of football?
I almost get the idea that Gruden really didn't want to come back, but the Raiders just kept adding money and adding money and adding money, so eventually he couldn't turn it down. That's tough. I think John Gruden is a good offensive mind, but I also think that we view his career a lot differently because Tony Dungy handed him an absolutely incredibly stacked Tampa Bay defense, and then Gruden won a Super Bowl with that defense. So, I'm not a Gruden hater, but I don't necessarily buy the fact that he's going to be a great coach right now either.
Yeah, I agree. I think what you were saying with Tampa Bay, he had a great, great team. Halfback, all-star was in that team. The defense was amazing. You got a Barber that was there as well. So we'll see. We'll keep in track of the Raiders. They don't seem too promising. The AFC seems wide open to me. Obviously, the Patriots are the favorites, I guess, still, in your opinion. But who are your top four in the AFC?
So I think it's funny because the NFC is loaded.
Yeah.
The AFC, when you really look at it, other than the Patriots, who do you really trust? Because the Jaguars, I think the Jaguars are great, but in a big game, you got to have some level of balance. And I don't like that Fournette already hurt his hamstring, because if you have to rely too much on Bortles, that's not going to go well. And then you look at the Steelers. You know, they have all the drama with Le'Veon Bell. James Conner is doing a nice job, but James Conner is not Le'Veon Bell, and he's not on the same planet as Le'Veon Bell. So that's going to hurt them. And even when Bell does come back, it's not going to be smooth. I don't like the Steelers' defense at all. I think their secondary is a disaster. But the Steelers are going to score a ton of points, so they'll be, you know. But it's just when you really look at it, and then, you know, the Chiefs are kind of similar to the Steelers. I think the Chiefs have a better pass rush than the Steelers, but their defense is still going to be a problem at some point. So when you really look at the AFC, you have the Jags, Steelers, and Chiefs that are going to be good teams, but are they going to be balanced enough to beat the Patriots? And I just don't know that they are.
When do you think Le'Veon Bell will be back?
I don't think he comes back till week 10.
You think what he's doing is a smart thing to do? Or, I mean, obviously, yeah. What are your thoughts about this, his whole situation? I believe we lost Jeff Farr, guys. Hold on, let me give him a call back. Sorry about that.
Hello, it's the voicemail of Jeff Farr.
You might have lost contact here, guys. We're talking about NFL week two, week one, the season. And we're recapping what happened last weekend and what's going to happen this weekend for the NFL. So hopefully we get Jeff. Jeff!
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I got disconnected. I'm driving here. Yeah, my bad.
It's okay. Let's pick off where we left off. Le'Veon Bell, what do you think about his whole situation? Do you think he's doing a smart thing with this whole thing?
I guess I get it. So he's to the point now that I don't know how he really comes back this year. I mean, I think he will. I think he'll come back week 10 and whatever, but I really thought he should have taken the deal last year. The Steelers offered to make him the highest paid running back in the NFL, and I know there wasn't a lot of guarantees, but if you're Le'Veon Bell, you have to understand he's one failed drug test from getting suspended for an entire year.
I remember that.
So you can't give it. I mean, and I understand there's some concessions there if you fail, you know, if you get suspended. But from the Steelers' point of view, you can't give a lot of guaranteed money to Le'Veon Bell. He's had injuries. He's been suspended. And I see people comparing Le'Veon Bell to Todd Gurley's contract. Well, guess what? Todd Gurley is a little bit younger. He has less miles. He's never been suspended. I don't know that he's had a parking ticket. So you can't compare the two. And I think Le'Veon Bell should have taken that contract last year. And from this point, I just don't know how you fix that relationship with the Steelers.
Yeah, it's a not good situation. I think it's kind of toxic from now on. And if I was the owner or the coach, I'd just move on past them maybe and just, you know, focus on what you have right now. And what'd you think about Cleveland? How many wins do you think Cleveland will get this year?
So you have to give them credit for hanging tough. And I think their defense has some good young talent. But, man, what was disappointing for me, if you're watching that game, Tyrod Taylor has to be better, man. I mean, he was 15 for 40, and a lot of those misses, he had favorable matchups. I mean, his receivers won a lot. I mean, when you look at it, he had guys open a lot, and he just didn't deliver. You know, he just didn't get it done. And I know Tyrod Taylor's, you know what, a mid-level quarterback. You don't expect him to be a superstar, but you expect more of him than what he showed week one. But I could see the Browns win five or six games this year if Tyrod just plays respectable.
And is Sam Darnold the real deal?
I think it's too early to say, but he was my favorite. Of the guys that came out this year, he was my favorite. Like, if my team needed a quarterback and they had to pick one of those guys that came out this year, no question, Sam Darnold was the guy that I would want.
And
no question, he's the guy I'd want.
And do you think the Lions just had a bad day, or you think Patricia's head coaching transition? I mean, what's up with the Lions?
I don't know. If you look at it historically, the coaches that come from Bill Belichick have not done the best as head coaches.
It's true.
Even going back to Charlie Weiss and Romeo Crennel, they've made great careers as coordinators, even with other teams, but they weren't good head coaches. And I didn't love the Patricia signing from the beginning. But again, we do have to be careful, because one thing that we love to do is we love to watch week one and then determine who's going 0-16 and who's going 16-0. And you know what I mean? It's
week by week.
Even
here.
With Darnold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even with Darnold. I love Darnold. You know, I think he looked great. But he's going to have his bumps in the road, too.
Yeah. And who also had a good first week was Saquon Barkley, is something that the Giants needed for a while.
Saquon, I'll tell you what, man.
I think we lost Jeff. Jeff is in rural Pennsylvania, everyone, so it could be tough with a cell phone out there. I don't hear him. Hopefully we could come back and get him. The connection's good here, but I think his connection is not the best. Let me hang up again. Give him a call. Should be good. We're going to talk about NFL predictions in the next segment. So, okay, please be patient.
Oh, wait. Hello, you've reached the voicemail of Jeff.
Hold on, let me get this guy. He's calling me, but he can't call me. I have to call him. A lot of you guys like that. Read some NFL news. Falcons. Devontae Freeman ruled out for Sunday. Fournette is questionable to play versus Pats. Aaron Rodgers remained day to day. The Dolphins guard Josh Sitton to miss rest of the season. Marcus Peters fined over $13,000 to miss rest of the season.
Oh no. Hello, you've reached the voicemail of Jeff Balder.
Give him a call back again. Sorry, guys. No, Josh Sitton from the Dolphins to miss the rest of the season. Marcus Peters are fined over $13,000 for touchdown celebration. So you can't celebrate too much in the NFL. Ravens can't play like crap early and win, Weddle says. Titans Derrick Henry pissed with his week one play. Sessler says Patricia needs to correct Lions' trajectory. Ramsey says I'll tackle for my grandma if she was on the field.
Hello, you reached the voicemail.
No, not good. Jeff is out of sync. Let me see if I could text him. Sorry, guys. Maybe he's in a bad spot. Hopefully he'll reply back. This weekend, a lot of big games. We got the Chiefs at the Steelers, the Dolphins at the Jets, Eagles at Buccaneers, Vikings at Packers, Raiders at Broncos, Patriots at Jaguars, Giants at Cowboys, and Seahawks at Bears for Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football technically doesn't mean it has to be a good game. It's okay game. Bears are probably going to win it in Chicago. I think it's Seahawks. Jeff.
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm sorry. I must have gone through some rough spots here.
It's rural Pennsylvania, man. It's a challenge.
It is.
Okay, let's go now to, well, we were finishing off over the Lions and Patricia. We'll just finish that thought. Do you think the Lions have time to? I mean, you think the Lions will be okay?
I guess it depends on what you consider okay. Because division loaded, you know they've got the Packers, the Vikings, and I wouldn't sleep on the Bears because the Bears defense. I mean, the Bears' defense has a lot of nice players.
Mac.
I mean, a lot. Yeah, I mean, Mac's big. They got Roquan Smith just this year. So I think the Bears are going to be better than people think, even though they blew that lead against the Packers. But I think the Lions are in trouble this year. I mean, unfortunately for them, it's just a stacked division.
It is. It's a tight one, just like the AFC West. Ready for some predictions?
Sure thing.
The Chiefs at the Steelers.
I so obviously the fan of me wants to say the young gunslinger Mahomes is going to go in and make his mark. But realistically, if I had to put money on it, I think the Steelers will win by a touchdown or so.
Yeah, I think so too. Playing at Pittsburgh and then obviously tying against the Browns, they're going to be hungry for this weekend. The Dolphins at the Jets.
I lean towards the Jets just because they're the home team. Early in the year, it seems like, you know, teams have their home openers. They generally play pretty well. But I would think that'd be a close game. Maybe a field goal or a touchdown separates them.
And I'm going to go for the Dolphins. Eagles at the Buccaneers. Is Ryan Fitzpatrick the real deal?
Well, Ryan Fitzpatrick has done this before because, you know, he always finds a way to play a game or two a year and generally play pretty well. But, man, the Eagles are loaded. I don't know if you watched their opening game.
It was boring.
It was, but defensively. So, on offense, obviously, they have to scheme their way around Foles. So, they could lose an ugly game because of that. But the Eagles' defense is just loaded. So, I think the Eagles will win by 10 points in Tampa. I think they'll take that game. I think Fitzpatrick's going to turn the ball over a bit against the Eagles' defense.
Vikings at the Packers.
I like the Packers just because they're at home. I mean, if that game, when it's in Minnesota, I think Minnesota will win. But it's a tall task to win at Green Bay. And I know the Bears jumped out to a lead, and the Packers didn't look very good in the beginning. But the Packers will protect their home field.
And do you think Aaron Rodgers will be back for that game?
Yeah, I mean, he'll play. I mean, he might not be 100%, but he'll play.
Raiders at the Broncos.
Raiders.
Ooh.
So, two reasons. One is I'm not a real big believer in Case Keenum, which is probably the biggest part of it. But the other thing is, I just think the Raiders will be able to run the ball against the Broncos, and I don't think the Raiders are going to be good. It's like, but I think we overblew the Raiders losing to a really good Rams team week one. So I think we want to say the Raiders are terrible, but I think the Rams are really good. And again, we make a big deal out of the Broncos winning a home game against the Seahawks, and I just don't think the Seahawks are very good. So I think this is one of those games where things even out a little bit.
Yeah, you're right. I got a feeling the Raiders are going to win that game. I had that feeling. It's going to happen. It's going to be a bizarre game.
I just think the Raiders are going to be able to control the clock a little bit, and I know their defense isn't great, but I think they'll be able to get just enough of a pass rush to keep Keenum uncomfortable.
There you go. And then this is the biggest game of the weekend, in my opinion, Patriots at the Jaguars.
I like the Jags, man. I do. Going to Jacksonville, you have to think the Jags are going to be a bit upset about how their season ended. You know, I'm sure some of them even feel ripped off with how a couple of those calls went against them. So, yeah, I think the Jags will find a way to win that one. I do. And if you think about it, the last couple of years, the Patriots aren't at their best early in the season. They looked good, you know, week one. But
Oh, man, we lost.
Jags have that defense that will body bag people. Yeah, you talk about loaded defenses. I know you said about the Eagles. You know, the Jaguars have all pro-type players at every level of their defense. So, yeah, I think the Jags will win that one.
Yeah, Jaguars has, you know, youth and speed. I really do think the quarterback is fine. I mean, the quarterback is not the greatest quarterback, but he leads the team, makes it happen somehow. He's that little lucky guy, you know. He'll make it happen. Giants at the Cowboys.
Uh, Oh, man. I think the Cowboys are a mess. You know, their offensive line's beat up. You know, their offensive line's the best part of their team, and it's beat up. The defense is going to be better, but I think the Giants will win that one. You know, maybe it'll be a relatively close game, but I can see the Giants winning by 10.
I'm not surprised you say that. Giants have won in Dallas before several times, so this would not be a surprising win. I'm going to go for the Cowboys, and we'll see what happens, but it should be interesting. And finally, Seahawks at Bears.
The Bears big. The Bears big, man. The Seahawks having to go on the road back-to-back weeks, for one, that's really difficult for anybody to do. And then on top of that, you know, if you think the Broncos defense got after, I mean, obviously the Broncos do have a great pass rush, but the Broncos really got after Russell Wilson. It's not going to get any easier going against Khalil Mack and the crew. So, and I think the Bears offense is a lot better than the Broncos too. So I think the Bears might win that one by 14 or 17 points.
And I'll say the Bears, Seattle does not look good. You're right. Their defense is restructuring at the moment. And finally, what is your favorite Rocky movie?
My favorite Rocky movie?
Yes.
Oh, man. The original.
There we go. Jeff?
The first one.
How can people reach you?
Best way is usually on Twitter, at JT Fulver. It'll be mostly Chiefs nonsense, but hopefully that's what you're looking for.
Jeff has great Twitter tweets. It's not just sports. It's good responses, good replies, good retweets. Follow him. I have a good time. And big weekend, week two, a lot of good games. Should be exciting. Week one was exciting. So it's gonna be a great weekend. Jeff, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun.